What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I am Matt. She is Leah, and she desperately needs to work on her air guitar technique. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm going to ignore your comment about the air guitar.
Now, let's address that. Right. I mean, we're on YouTube now. People can actually see. So I don't know who you've ever seen play an instrument.
Listen, I used to have a guitar. Back in the day, I asked for a guitar for Christmas from Santa Claus, and did I ever get one? It was a neon orange, and had like plastic little strings. And all I wanted, what do you want for Christmas this year? I want a guitar. And this cute little Boston, I don't know if it's cute, but I want a guitar. I can't wait to get the guitar. And I like played the shit out of that guitar. I did. I was like Raffy playing my guitar.
Yeah, you're jamming on Baby Beluga?
Yeah. Baby Beluga. Okay, but anyway, I have an impression. See if you know what I'm going to do. Ready?
Oh, okay, let's see.
Can you guess? Call me now.
Oh, world famous racketeer artist, Madam Cleo.
What's racketeer?
Racketeering. It's a crime.
Oh.
That's why Madam Cleo is not on commercials anymore, because
obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like watching her infomercials and all that. Oh my God, my friends and I would call all the time.
Well, now, if you play your cards right, you can share a honey bun with her on the yard. Well, we got a good one for you today, folks. I'm going to give credit where it's due. We talked about, it's been a while since we've had guests here on Bear With Us, and Leah procured a very special guest. Tell us a little bit about what's going on today, Leah.
You're welcome. So we have Aliza Kelly coming on to the podcast today. She's an astrologer. And you know, I've been super into manifestation, right? I'm all about, if there's something you want, you speak that into existence, you make it happen. Aliza, she uses astrology, supposedly, to manifest and to manifest your best life. She has a bunch of books. She's on TV. Like, this chick is legit. She's done it all.
Impressive human being. I'm excited to talk to her.
Do you think that she'll tell us about like our signs, like we're compatible? You're Pisces.
I'm not going to lie. When you told me this, I got a little nervous because I know how much stock you've been putting in lately to this manifestation and your spirituality, and you're reading books and you've got crystals in your pockets and you're praying to different planets. And it's getting a little out of hand, to be perfectly honest.
What?
So I'm just hoping that Aliza gives us good news that we're compatible and doesn't just end our relationship.
Well, imagine if she says we can't be together, like our signs don't coincide. So then we just probably have to break up.
You can keep the dog.
Oh, I'll definitely keep the dog. And I'm keeping the cats.
You can keep one cat.
No. You just want pyro, but not up in here. Not up in here.
Well, before we...
We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
No, yeah. Before we engage in any further custody battles, let's chat with Ms. Aliza Kelly, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, guys, you know, on Bear With Us, we do our best to offer completely unqualified advice that may help you in whatever aspect of your relationship you're struggling with. But sometimes we need to look beyond the walls of our apartment, beyond our podcast, possibly even looking out amongst the stars. We brought you an actual expert on astrology. She is a television personality, an entrepreneur, and a national best-selling author. Please welcome to Bear With Us, Aliza Kelly. Aliza, welcome.
Thank you guys so much. It's so great to be here.
We are so excited to have you. Leah, week after week, talks about how she's very curious about exploring astrology and spirituality.
Manifesting.
All of these things that you know much about. I am an admitted novice when it comes to this, so I'm excited to learn, and hopefully everybody listening can learn a thing or two. Tell us a little bit about how you became who you are today.
It's such an impossible question to answer. It's such a great question. And it's so impossible because I definitely, I didn't know that this would be a viable career option as a kid. I wasn't anticipating that I was going to become a professional astrologer, or I was going to professionally be talking about manifesting or magic or any of these things. I mean, it's like truly a dream come true, but it also is kind of just as surprising to me as it is to, I skeptics in a way. Right. Obviously was always like interested in spirituality and magical things and sort of like enchanted spooky things too. I love ghosts. I love ghost stories. I was a kid who was always like coming in with the Ouija board to the sleepover parties. But, you know, I was also fine just sort of relegating that to being a weirdo. You know, it wasn't something that I didn't feel like that was going to be part of my professional trajectory. But when I found astrology and I started to work with it, it just really helped me make sense of my life. And it really created a language and provided me with a language that explained a lot of the things that weren't as fun and playful, like why I was having such a hard time being who I was, understanding myself, how to reconcile all of the different parts of myself that didn't seem to actually come together organically. Astrology allows your multidimensionality to be very cohesive, and it gives you permission to be lots of the different extensions of who you are, all in one place, all in the birth chart, all in the stars, right? Everything sort of just started to make sense. And as I continued to work with this in my own life and understand the system more and understand how astrology and then all of the magical stuff that I just intuitively did as a kid actually played into it, and I started connecting those dots, my life as a professional started to unfold and reveal itself. So now it's what I've been doing for almost 10 years, which is wild.
That's amazing. Good for you.
It truly is amazing. And you've found your language and mastered it. You're about to release your third book. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This Is Your Destiny, Using Astrology to Manifest Your Best Life. It's available for pre-order on Amazon. I see it's already on the trending list and it's not even out yet. That's impressive in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. It's really amazing. I still can't believe it. I mean, even in the process of writing the book, I was like, I can't believe I'm writing a book about these things. Like, these things are so important to me and they're so meaningful and they truly changed my life. The fact that I can tell those stories and I can, you know, I can take those tools and I can take the experiences that I've had working with so many thousands of clients over the years and even give more people the opportunity to be whole. Because ultimately, that's what astrology is. It's a practice in being whole, being yourself, celebrating your wholeness and yourself. It's really like an incredible honor. I'm so humbled by it.
So I'm super big on manifestation. I feel like you speak things into existence, something that you want to happen, you can make happen. But so your book is about using astrology to manifest your best life. Can you kind of explain what that means a little bit?
Yeah. So it's interesting because until I sort of figured out the formula for myself, I had kind of two different practices happening concurrently. I had astrology, which is it could be very technical. You know, it's an astrologer who is just focused on sort of reading one's birth chart could almost be clinical about it, where they are saying, you know, one planet is this distance away from another planet, and that means this. And it's kind of like emotionless. So I had my technical astrology practice, and then I also had the practice that was almost innate to me of figuring out how do I turn the things that I dream about into my reality? How do I change my life and make my life actually a reflection of what I want it to be instead of this like shit show that it is, because various times it has been a total shit show. So I had these kind of two separate concepts that were working. And I understood that they all sort of fit under this like spirituality umbrella, but I didn't understand how they were connected until I realized that astrology helps you connect to your psyche. And when you connect to your psyche and you start working in what I call the astral in the non-physical plane, which is what astrology is, it's very cerebral. These things are, you know, you're not seeing Pluto. You can't see Pluto without a telescope. So you're visualizing it. You're visualizing what that means for you. The more that you spend sort of working in this non-physical, astral, psychic plane, the more that you can start to create a connection and you can bridge that into the physical one. And it became sort of a bridge and it became a portal into understanding like, oh, the more that I get to know myself and the more I understand my truth, the more that I can start to move those truths into what is actually happening in my real life, because they all live in under the same umbrella. You know, they're all in the same domain. They just haven't happened yet. You know, they haven't happened, but if I see the potential for something, then I can figure out a way to get there. So astrology became this sort of like immaterial language for me to be able to move between the physical world, what is really happening, what's really tangible, what I really know, and then the non-physical world, what I want to happen, my hopes, my dreams, my wishes. And I also started to realize that we always are trying to prove ourselves right as people. It's just like, even if you're not, you know, a stubborn Leo like me, you are still always in the process of being like, told you so, validated it.
I, what exactly happens as I if thought. You're always already right? I mean, that's a problem I struggle with.
Well, me too. Which also meant that when I was always right about not being lovable, about not having money, about being broke forever, about not being equipped to live a functional life, that was right. And then I had to start realizing that, oh, wait, so instead of me believing that those things are true, I can start to shift that narrative. And I could start to shift that narrative, not necessarily in the physical world, because I don't have any evidence of that being true. I could start shifting it in my psyche. And the more that I used astrology to understand myself, the more comfortable I felt doing that. It's ultimately all about telling the truth. It is about being as honest as possible all the time. And if you are as honest as possible all the time, then you can really differentiate what is bullshit from what is real. And you can start to be like, wait, it's actually real what I want. And I don't have to apologize for it. And I can actually start moving towards the things that I want instead of like staying stuck in the things that I don't want because I'm not being honest with myself.
Honesty. It's a recurring theme. We always talk about the three tenets of our success in our relationship, and it seems to work for quite a few others: honesty, communication, and sex. Obviously, to the lay people, myself included, my knowledge of astrology is generally, hey, what's your sign, as a pickup line. Never really understood what that means. I mean, I've dabbled and read a few things. Leah and I have seen tarot readers, etc. Not that it's exactly the same. Do you work with a lot of couples with issues in your field?
I do. I work with a lot of couples. In my early days of my practice, I would have some very strange couple interactions where it was very clear that the couple did not want to be together, and that going to an astrologer was a way of like validating that. Because remember, right, people always want to be right. Yes. So like, you know, if they're like, oh, this clearly isn't going to work, and now we're going to have someone prove that it's not going to work, I would find myself in those situations where I'd be like, wait, move the charts to the side. Right. Do you guys want to be together? Because it's right, like everything I'm saying, it seems like you don't want to be together. I think that what astrology could really do in couples, and one of the difference between the relationship that I'm in now with my fiance and any other relationship that I was in before, is that I did our astrology right away. I came into the second date with our charts done, you know, and I was like, what do you think about this? You know?
Right.
And obviously he was down with it and receptive, which is why he's signing off on marrying me. But astrology or no astrology was honesty. It was a way for us to start having deeper conversations, acknowledging that we're different, acknowledging that we have different needs, we have different lives, we have different ways of communicating, and that that's cool. We don't have to be the same person, but we have to respect each other's differences.
No doubt about it.
I'm dying laughing because I was scrolling through your Instagram and you posted a photo of Sam and Ronnie, and it says something like, astrology isn't real. Okay, explain this, because it says he's a Sagittarius and she's a Pisces. And I just thought that was so funny. Because
who the hell are Sam and Ronnie?
What? Babe, Jersey Shore?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, everyone knows about
I apologize, Elisa. I didn't insta-stalk you before.
But they're like, they're so notorious for having this tumultuous relationship and like constantly going back to each other. But even though they weren't supposed to be together, and obviously that, I mean, they're not together anymore, but how does that...
Wait, so why are you using that as an example? Well, they're not together anymore.
Right, because I'm assuming their astrology, their signs don't coincide or something.
Yes, I mean, obviously it's a meme, so take it with a grain of salt.
Sure, but that's why I just thought it was so funny.
Yes. I love the Jersey Shore cast and the astrology of the Jersey Shore. Yes, it's I do like to remind people, like, much to my detriment, that it's compatibility is so much more complicated than just sun signs. And I do think that people get caught up in the sun signs in a way where it's almost like, wait, we need to look at the whole picture, you know, because what you get when you look at as I got your information, your time, date, and location of birth is not just the position of the sun when you were born, but all of the planets, all of the celestial bodies in the sky, and all of those mean something specific. So we're not just looking at one variable. We're looking at like all of the variables of how they coexist.
What are some of the most common questions or issues you've experienced with couples regarding compatibility?
I think it's really interesting that you, what are your three commandments?
Honesty, communication, and sex.
So I say tank, there are no coincidences. Moments before we started recording, I just recorded a Reels and put it on Instagram. And I said, it doesn't matter what your astrology is. You need to have truth, transparency, and intimacy in every relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And communication. Yeah. So it's like, it was literally just exactly what you guys, the formula that you guys have, I agree with. I think that, yes, it's essential that, and it doesn't matter what the communication style is, as long as both individuals are comfortable with it. It doesn't matter what the terms of the relationship are, as long as both people are comfortable with it. And it doesn't matter, you know, what your sex and intimacy life looks like, as long as both people are comfortable with it.
Sure.
I think it's like, for me, the biggest thing that I see in relationships and the biggest challenge is not really an astrological one. I can usually see it from an astrological point of view, but it's people not being on the same page and people having different expectations for what the relationship is. And, you know, maybe one person is really, you know, flourishing in the relationship and feels really validated and appreciated. And the other person is being constantly triggered, can't communicate, feels really like squashed and small. That's not a functional relationship because you need the astrology on both sides of it to be balanced. Even if what's filling those dishes or whatever is being balanced looks different.
Well, you took our information to look at our charts and I don't really know. I mean, I've heard, okay, he's a Pisces. I'm a Scorpio. And I've heard that
you're actually a Libra.
But it changes though, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't.
If what you told me is what you are,
then I'm a Libra.
Everything about you is a lie. Wow.
Okay. Well, this is exciting.
We're
is crazy.
We're on something here.
Because I thought I was a Libra when I was younger. And then the older I got, everyone's because I was on the cusp. Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio. So this is the first time hearing since being an adult that I'm a Libra.
October 23rd, 1987, 12:46 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, you are
I'm a Libra. Okay.
We're already learning.
Then I don't know how that works out because I've heard, you know, like just Pisces, Scorpio have a good connection, but I don't really know what that means or with looking at our chart. So I don't know what you can tell us by looking at our signs, but I would love to learn a little bit.
And just for everybody listening, before we started recording, we gave Aliza the answers to the questions that she asked us to obtain these astrological charts. Just give us a quick Cliff's Notes version of what exactly you're going to do with this information.
Well, first I'm going to explain why you're a Libra, because I think that this kind of, in a lot of ways, it signifies and exemplifies how important the data is in it and how it can't just be sun sign, you know. If you were reading the compatibility for sun in Scorpio and sun in Pisces, for instance, it's not even relevant anymore, right?
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that you guys aren't a good couple. It doesn't mean that you guys aren't good together.
Like I'm not into Libras. I don't know. This really just changed the whole dynamic of our relationship.
Your chart is a 360 degree wheel. It is a circle, right? So this kind of, to me, represents the wholeness. It represents the everythingness. You have, not just you, everyone has every single zodiac sign in their birth chart. You might not have a planet in that zodiac sign, but you have that sign represented somewhere in your chart. So I like to, and how compatibility works is that you basically overlay the charts to see, well, how does person A feel about person B? And how does person B feel about person A? There's not an overarching. This is how the couple operates when you're looking at compatibility. That's a different type of chart analysis that is already, you know, for you guys as an established couple, we could do that. We could say, okay, what do both of your charts combined look like? And that's called a composite chart. And that's the chart of your relationship. Okay. But when you're looking at how do we coexist? How are we compatible? We're going to actually look at how one person feels about the other and how the other person feels about the other person, because one person again might be really flourishing and the other one isn't. So we want to make sure that it's balanced on both sides. So based on the information you gave me, Leah, you were born when the sun was still in Libra. It was at its final degree of being in Libra. So it's 29 degrees of Libra. There are actually no cusp signs in astrology because the sun is either in one sign or it's in the other. So you are the last degree Libra. It has a special significance. It's called the anaretic degree. It has a special sort of vibrational pull to it. And it does indicate and signify that the mission of being a Libra, which is defined by relationships, harmony, compatibility, like all of the things that you have your entire podcast on, are actually kind of what your soul wants to explore in this lifetime. It's like a mission in order to master what it means to be a Libra. So that to me already is really interesting because this is like your life's work. And the way that you were born right after noon, right? You were born, so the sun was really high in the sky. So the sun is at the very top of your chart next to a point called the midheaven in an area called the zenith, which is basically, if you look up, you'll be like, oh, the sun is overhead, right? So your sun overhead being like, my life's work is to figure out how to be in a relationship and to figure out beyond how to be in a relationship with my partner, what relationships even mean, why relationships are important. That's like your life's work and mission. So now we want to know how your partner feels about that, right? So we're going to find where does 29 degrees show up in your chart, and where it shows up is in the sixth house. And the sixth house is the area of the chart associated with work and day-to-day routines and systems and structure. So we know that your life's work is why you guys have a podcast together. Like, this makes a lot of sense to me. And wow, this shows up in the chart in a really interesting and organic way.
And just for clarification, we had never spoken or met prior to this. Just listening, we didn't set this up to make us sound cool like we know what we're talking about.
It's interesting, right? So then we want to see what the reverse is. Where does your chart, where does your sun, which is at 5 degrees Pisces, show up? So first of all, I also want to mention that Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It's a water sign, and it has an innate spirituality to it. What spirituality means is so much vaster than I think that we have the language to understand it. It doesn't necessarily mean astrology. It doesn't necessarily mean religion. It could be art. It could be physical embodiment. It could be spiritual embodiment. It could be like just this sort of intuition. It could be telepathy. Like, it is what spirituality means to you is going to be so personal based on your experience and how you've lived your life. But you are obviously going to be with this placement sort of like preconditioned to be open to receiving different experiences that just exist on the physical plane, right? So Pisces has that sort of transcendence and magic to it. And you were also born not very far from noon. The sun was really high overhead in the sky. So you also have that same chart signature that Leah has, where the sun is sort of like, you know, calling the shots, so to speak. The sun, your sense of purpose, your sense of self is running the show of your life. You know, you need to shine. You need to feel like you are being seen. And whatever that spirituality means to you is also being expressed. And that could even be the spirituality of media, right? Because media in and of itself is kind of like, wow, this is really trippy and wild that we could connect on Zoom. So both of you guys in your own charts share this mission of, I need to be seen. I need to be seen for the things that I care about. I need to be known for it. I need to build a legacy. So now we want to see how that shows up in Leah's chart at 5 degrees Pisces. And where that is in Leah's chart is in her second house of finances. In a way, like, your ability to ask questions, to be curious, to remain sort of interested in things is also, Leah feels a sense of like, well, this is going to bring me a sense of stability and security that I didn't otherwise have. Your curiosity, your willingness to explore, your willingness to have conversations, to be a public figure in whatever that means to you, is actually providing me with a sense of home, a sense of stability, and also just like feeling like I have my shit together rather than everything is falling apart. And that's just looking at two placements. That's just looking at sun signs. There are dozens and dozens of placements to consider. For instance, we should also talk about your moon signs, which is how you emotionally feel about things. So Leah is a Scorpio moon. So you feel things really deeply. All of that Scorpio knowledge that you have, thinking it was your sun sign, apply it to your moon. Okay. Your emotional inner world is Scorpio. I mean, you have a very powerful and profound intuition. you have a very mutable chart. And what I mean by that is that you are someone who is very willing to step outside of your comfort zone and explore and learn and discover new things. So your moon in Sagittarius is like, I just want to keep learning. You know, I just want to keep expanding my horizon. I am down for whatever, as long as it's not static. I hate feeling stuck.
That's so accurate. Nailed it. Yeah, so accurate.
It's funny. Isn't it crazy? We all think, and like we have our own identities, and it's, I am who I am, and I'm unique, and I'm an individual. And here you go reading some charts, and you just nailed both of us individually like that. And it's all tied back to the astrology. That's crazy to me.
Yes, but you are right that you are totally an individual. And all of these things are completely and entirely unique to you and to your life. And one of the things that I think is really remarkable about astrology is that, you know, like, sure, these placements have different associations and symbolism, but we and our true life need to animate it. You know, we need to be alive and we need to experience the world in order to make sense of what that means to you. Because when I think of like, oh, this is someone who needs to explore, I might have a vision of what that looks like to me. But for you, that might look entirely different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Totally.
That's fair. Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Look at us being all compatible.
You guys are very compatible.
Do you have any tips or tricks you would recommend to people that they can just keep an eye on or look out for? Say, I'm hoping somebody listening to this, I know I'm learning more and more every moment, but somebody listening is going to give this a shot and they're going to check out astrology or maybe do a little exploration of their own. Is there something that you would say is a common occurrence that you experience when it pertains to couples that can either be a great thing or something to watch out for?
I would say that communication is just so vital and so important, and recognizing that people have different communication styles, which is from an astrological perspective reflected in the Mercury placement. Mercury represents communication and expression. And when it goes retrograde, everything's screwed up. So it's really about like, how do you express yourself? So for you guys, Leah, you have your Mercury in Scorpio. So you might not always be a very direct communicator. But you also have your Mercury and your moon connected, which means that even if you're not a very direct communicator, when you are communicating, it's something that you really need to be taken seriously because it's coming from your soul and it can't be something that's just like, oh, whatever. Like, so if someone is like, yeah, if someone is like not paying attention to you, it's not going to be as simple as like, oh, they're distracted on their phone. It's going to be like, oh my God, this person is like ignoring me. This person is like not seeing me, not listening to me. And that would be horrible. So, you know, it's important for you to know that as a partner. Yeah. And it's important to sort of have that as a baseline. It's not good or bad. You know what it is? You know, it's like, it's not, there's no binary here of like good things or bad things or having like, you know, one placement being stronger or more positive than the other. It just is. And then for you, your Mercury is in Aquarius, and Mercury in Aquarius is an air sign. It is very big picture. It's big thinking. And it's actually interestingly kind of creates a little bit of an ego clash between Scorpio and Aquarius, because Aquarius is like, I'm thinking big picture. You know, this isn't personal. Don't take it so personally. And Scorpio takes everything very personally. Scorpio is like, no, this is about me. Aquarius Mercury is like, no, think, expand your view. Like, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about people in general. And Scorpio is like, no, but you're looking at me and you're talking to me. So it's about me. So that's important to keep in mind, is that you are not necessarily always going to be immediately on the same page when you're having a conversation. So it's compromise, right? How do you get a little bit more to each other's point of view so that you can make sure you're having the same conversation?
That's so interesting. So I feel like just learning these little tidbits. Well, A, like Matt is over here laughing because it's so true. Like when we communicate like that, you're so spot on. It's crazy. But it's like when you learn these things, I almost am kind of relating it to like the love language, right? If you know what language your partner speaks, then you know like, okay, this isn't personally, like if you learn how they talk, same thing with this. If this is what's in our charts, we know.
They're almost cheat codes.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm trying to get what I'm trying to get at. It's really cool.
Yes. Yes. And like love language is awesome. Super cool. Great. Like gateway into astrology. But the tricky thing is that those are self determined,
self-diagnosed.
Right. Like WebMD. Exactly. Like when you're filling out a roommate questionnaire and you're like, I really want someone who's clean. So you're like, I'm extra clean. And you're actually like a mess, you know?
Right. It's
like,
exactly.
Just because you're looking for that. Astrology kind of takes the pressure off of needing to self-diagnose. It is almost this third party. So it allows this kind of, it has this sort of like powerful omniscience where it can be like, well, if you take everything personally and Matt, you sort of make everything about the collective, then how are you guys going to reconcile that?
Right.
You have to definitely be aware of it.
Yeah. And now that we know,
it's so much easier.
So now it's like, now we know what to be aware of and address. Now, Aliza, you obviously are always busy. Always. You got a new book on the way. You also are very busy online with a community called the Constellation Club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So in 2019, before 2020, I started a community called the Constellation Club, a virtual coven, I like to call it, but it really is it's the place that I put all of my resources, information about astrology and spirituality and, various topics around tarot, intuition, numerology, like you name it. And I'm creating some sort of a PDF or doing a workshop and it goes into the Constellation Club. But then on top of it, there's also this chat room, which is hosted on Discord. And it's a 24/7 chat room. Anyone from anywhere in the world can join and connect with like-minded people who also are interested in these topics and can learn. And like true friendships have come out of this and continue to come out of this. People have started podcasts through people that they meet in the Constellation Club. People start businesses with people they meet in the Constellation Club and just create friendships both in person, because, you know, if there's over 1,000 people, like there's someone from your city in there, or there's someone very close to your city, and they can migrate these virtual friendships into real life friendships, or they could keep them virtual and keep, and that's also sufficient, but it's really a space for people to explore, to learn, to support each other, and to, you know, be themselves and be interested in all of this stuff unapologetically.
Where can the Bear With Us listeners find Aliza Kelly and the community?
So you can find me at Aliza Kelly everywhere, A-L-I-Z-A-K-E-L-L-Y. So I'm on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, even though I feel like the oldest person in the room constantly.
I feel you.
And then that's also alizakelly.com. And I host this through my Patreon. So it's patreon.com/Aliza Kelly. But, you know, all the links are in the bio. So you'll be able to find anything from those sites.
Well, I feel like I've learned so much, but there's one question I have to ask before we let you go, because I feel like an idiot that I don't know this, but so many people talk about, oh, well, Mercury's in retrograde. Like, that's such a common thing that I feel like so many people talk about. What the hell does that mean?
Well, the way that we interpret it is that Mercury, the planet of communication that rules, you know, expression, the way that we interact with other people, language, transportation, technology, goes backwards and thus screws up all of those things. And obviously we live in a world that is increasingly reliant on mercurial things. So when Mercury goes backwards, it screws it up. But I really do like to remind people that Mercury does not actually go backwards. It's an optical illusion. It's the same sort of experience as if you're in a car and you're going at the same speed as the car, and then you speed up a little bit and it kind of looks like that car is being pulled backwards.
Right.
It's an optical illusion from us on Earth seeing a planet that looks like it starts to move backwards. So it's not that Mercury is actually ruining your life. It's that your perception of a situation has shifted. I think it's important to remember that if we change our perspective, we might see something really differently. And see something really differently in a way that we really needed to see it differently. So it's not always a bad thing.
Interesting. Okay. That makes so much sense.
Very, very cool. I've learned a ton. This has been a blast. I'm looking forward to exploring the world of astrology a little bit more. This is Your Destiny, using astrology to manifest your best life. Let everybody know where they can find it and when they can get their hands on it.
September 21st, it comes out, and it's a total tank because that beautiful Earth, Wind, and Fire song says, do you remember the 21st night of September? Total coincidence, but I will always remember it.
Well, the good news is you just earwormed me for the rest of the day. Just reciting the lyrics. I'm going to be singing it.
That's when my book comes out. So it's almost like,
that's,
you know,
it's perfect.
It's amazing marketing scheme that the universe created for me. or the publishers. I don't know.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Aliza. This was awesome. We've learned so much. You've been so great.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Good luck. We'll see you soon.
Oh my God.
Well, the good news is we don't have to break
that,
up.
That was incredible.
Like, it was really
my
cool.
mind was blown and was, I'm into that. Yeah. So I can't imagine how you feel.
I'm unfamiliar like it? With it. It's inspiring me. Even when you and I went and got our tarot cards read, I walked out of there. I'm a professional skeptic.
Yeah.
I always want to know a little bit more, but the fact that she doesn't know me from Adam and basically described me as if you would describe me.
Right.
And it was sobering.
Well, and it's really cool that our signs actually are compatible. She said when, you know, that we have very compatible charts. And I love that for us. We're so cute. We're this cute little compatible couple. Love that. Also, I think it's interesting, like the perspective of like how you called it cheat codes. I think I really want to learn more about our chart so I can kind of see and like see, okay, well, this is why you're the way you are. Like, this is how you look at certain things. And then it'll make it easier for me to deal with you.
If you say so. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. We will dive into the Bear With Us mailbag next week. But until then, make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Leave us some comments. Smack there. How do you not love that? That's the whole perk, pun intended, of being on YouTube. And we will be back next week. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us. Call me now.